So back to Iran now. The Iranian government publishes a list of men's hairstyles that are approved by the government on moral grounds, and it lands on the front page of the New York Times. Of course, there's a long tradition in Iran of using Islam to control modernity. And there's probably about as long a tradition in the West of focusing on the tiniest details of attempts by Iran to control morality in that country, particularly when it uses Sharia law. But let's try to put this into some context, if we can. Azadeh Movani joins us, the author of Lipstick Jihad and Honeymoon in Tehran, 2 years of Love and Danger in Iran, joining us from Cambridge in the UK. Good morning, Azadeh.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Who pays attention to something like this? Let's just start with that question. Inside Iran, and of course in the last year and a half, we've seen an uprising of young people really critical of all kinds of things regarding the government, including its restrictions on freedom. How do young people respond to something like this, insofar as you can tell?
Well, young people are quite accustomed to having their appearance monitored on the street by police, by morality police vans that very publicly patrol the streets of Iran's cities. So this is something that young people are very used to. I remember even 3 or 4 years ago, before sort of massive uprising of last summer, that this issue of men's hairstyles had come back. So I think this is something that the state revives when it's expedient for it. And I think what's important about what's happening now, and I know it's very comic that Iran is banning the mullet and that particular aspect of this gets attention, but a sort of wider crackdown on people's private behavior, police stopping couples in the street and asking if they're married or related, and that kind of invasion into private life is broadening. So I think that's what the message of the government is, this, that people should feel inhibited in their behavior and be reminded of who's in charge.
So it's a signal that the government is going to be watching and that you are likely to be stopped, and maybe the specific enforcement of these hairstyles is not the issue. The general sense of vigilance is.
Exactly. It's a clear, I think, sign that the government wants to, even more so than in recent months, to cultivate this climate of fear that really inhibits people. If you're worried about whether you're going to be arrested for how you look when you're going outside, you're even more inhibited to even think about expressing any kind of political dissent.
Now, what do you say to people who might be familiar with your work? And you have a real high profile as someone who's critical of Iran, but is also a journalist who covers Iran. But people are going to say, oh, there she goes again, criticizing Iran, focusing on details that distort what's going on. How would you answer that?
I think it's just important to stay in touch with Iranians inside the country and follow what the debate is in the Iranian media and see what Iranians themselves are saying about this. And there's such a huge presence on the internet of news sites, blogs. Iranians are very savvy with technology and very eager to engage with the world. So I think you can very easily tap into what the debate is actually inside Iran. Hmm. And there are people talking about this and pointing out that these kind of morality campaigns are just a great way for the government to distract people from the real issues. The sanctions that the UN Security Council passed last month, whether this is going to further increase inflation, erode people's quality of life. I mean, that was a real discussion in Iran just a couple of months ago. And when these kind of campaigns are stepped up, well, that kind of low-level anxiety pushes these kind of political discussions off the table.
Well, you know, it's the great takeaway that we suddenly have channels to assess precisely this kind of debate inside Iran when we didn't, even as recently as 5 years ago, in the same way. Let's talk about this case of Iran announcing or suggesting that it will stone to death a woman who's being charged with committing adultery, who was found guilty of having relationships with two men after the death of her husband. First of all, the sentence and likely being carried out, and the fact that this woman is in prison for this particular offense. What does it mean?
Well, this is something that is unfortunately, you know, prevalent in Iran. The penal code does stipulate that the penalty for extramarital sex and stoning can range, well, for stoning is the punishment for adultery in marriage, and then lashes, or which this woman has already suffered, lashings are the punishment for extramarital sex. This is something that goes on in Iran and, you know, very often doesn't get very much attention at times when Iran isn't sort of grabbing international headlines for the nuclear program or for other sorts of things, but it's something that human rights activists are continually paying attention to. But I think, again, it's no coincidence that this is happening a month after these major sanctions were passed. This is the Iranian government trying to signal that it's defiant of Western public opinion, that it hasn't been cowed by these sanctions, and that it's going to stay its course. I think it's a very targeted sort of situation in terms of the methods that's being set.
So is it the case then that, as we look at this politically and internally in Iran, that hairstyles and questions of adultery go hand in hand with nuclear issues as the Iranian government tries to signal its defiance?
Very much so, because the Iranian government is very aware that is very aware that sanctions and these kinds of international punishments are embarrassing to Iranians, that Iranians pay attention to the kind of coverage that Iran receives in the international media, are aware and worried about what it means for their quality of life. And all of these things, they do go hand in hand. It's, on the one hand, sending a message of defiance to the world and also trying to distract Iranians again from what was the source of the problem in the first place, which is that the international community is lining up against Iran. These sanctions are hurting the Iranian economy, which Iranians are complaining about every day, about rising prices.
Right.
It's what's being talked about on the street. And so, no, it's very much this very unfortunate mix of using all of the wrong tools to actually implement foreign policy and to cover up economic policies that aren't working on the ground.
All right. Azadeh Moveni is the author of Lipstick Jihad and Honeymoon in Tehran, 2 years of love and danger in Iran, attempting to put into context, and I think pretty successfully, these reports of men's approved hairstyles in Iran and the suggestion that a woman convicted of adultery might be stoned to death. Again, no decisions have been made on the stoning. Thank you so much, Azadeh.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.